This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
I shudder thinking how the world is so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care, it's time we stand. It starts with a voice.
Welcome to the Special Chronicles Show. My name is Daniel Spakowski, and I'm the founder and host of Special Chronicles and Special Olympics Southern Tribal International Global Messenger. Our website is specialchronicles.com. We can see my archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free, and follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, specialchronicles.com. This week on the Special Chronicles show, before we bring on a guest, I'd like to let you all know that this episode is airing on next week, on December 25th, on Christmas. So that's when this episode is airing. And so, perfect guest to – sorry, I think something's dropped. Anyways, perfect timing as we celebrate the holiday season to bring on our guests, because it has to do something with – holiday themed. But this week we're excited to welcome back on the Special Chronicles program Cardo Sandoz. Cardo is a Special Olympics athlete in Chicago and is also from Easter Seals, and excited to have him on to talk all about the Special Olympics Hawaii Classic. Holiday Classic, holiday? I think it's kind of holiday themed. I don't know. We'll bring them on here in just a moment. So welcome back to the Special Chronicles show, Cardo.
Hello.
Excited to have you back on. You've been on the program a few times, I believe. And so usually am wearing the ChiMed Energy Force hat, but now you're wearing the hat as a Special Olympics athlete. And this episode is airing next week on Christmas. And so I guess to begin, was this Special Olympics Hawaii Holiday Classic kind of holiday Christmas type themed, or?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, awesome. So I guess that's why it's good that this episode is airing on Christmas. So we're going to kind of take a virtual trip to Hawaii through Cardo, you sharing about your experience. I'm sure some of our listeners may have remembered some of the previous episodes that you were on. You were on, I was trying to look it up, and let me see. You were on back in May 2021, episode 424, back in April 2022, episode 475, and then you were on in the beginning of this month, December 2023, episode 555. So you've been on the podcast a few times in the past, so you're full-time guest on the podcast, I guess. Yeah, full-time guest. So for any new listeners, why don't you introduce yourself, share with us how we got connected, what disability you were diagnosed with, and then how you were introduced to Special Olympics.
Yes, my name is Cardo Sandoz. I am the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador for Easter Seals. I am also a Special Olympics athlete at Marquette Park. You and me got connected through the ComEd Energy Force program. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed with autism when I was very young. I got involved in Special Olympics through Easter Seals back when I was a student in 1998, when I was 15 years old. The only sports I mainly did was track and field and swimming and softball through Cubs, the Cubs Care League. Eventually, a few more sports got added, such as bocce and snowshoeing. I was able to continue my involvement in Special Olympics when I aged out of Eastern Sills because I was hired as a part-time office assistant through the post-secondary program. And I competed in Special Olympics with the adult vocational clients as well as the students still enrolled at the school. I was involved in Eastern Sills Special Olympics until 2018 when, unfortunately, the adult voc program closed down due to state budget issues. Only the students enrolled at Eastern Sills were competing in Special Olympics as a result. To continue my Special Olympics involvement, I found a park to join, and that's when Marquette Park, a park 5 minutes from my house, came into the equation, and the rest is history. Upon joining Marquette, I was involved in much more sports, such as all of the team sports, powerlifting, golf, bowling, of course, track and field and swimming, in addition, as I mentioned earlier, tennis, skiing, snowshoeing, and things like that.
Awesome. Well, so that was a great kind of introduction. And now, as this kind of holiday themed, you reached out to me. I think it was about a month or so ago. Wanted to come back on the podcast because you recently traveled to Special Olympics Hawaii for their holiday classic. How did you first hear about this event? Because you competed in bocce, but how did you hear about this Special Olympics Hawaii holiday classic?
As for how I heard about it, it was in late June, the day of my sister's wedding. An email was sent out to coaches, athletes, and the athletes' parents stating that 16 athletes were selected by the Chicago Park District to compete in the Special Olympics Hawaii Holiday Classic in November 2023. The sport we were doing was doubles bocce. I was one of the 16 athletes.
Awesome. And you were one of the 16 athletes from Chicago who traveled to Special Olympics Hawaii. Was there other Special Olympics Hawaii athletes or other Special Olympics athletes from across the U.S.? Was it just Chicago and Hawaii Special Olympics athletes that were competed?
Yes, there was also some Special Olympics athletes in Hawaii in the competition. It was a Hawaii state competition.
So you, the 16 of you from Chicago were the only ones from out of state?
Yes.
Awesome. What can you tell us? This is my first time hearing about this event, and I'm sure some of our listeners may have not have heard of this event before. But what is the Special Olympics Hawaii Holiday Classic?
The Special Olympics Hawaii Holiday Classic is a series of state competitions in Hawaii held at the Hickam Military Base. In addition to bocce, which we were doing, there was also bowling and basketball competitions.
Awesome. And when you were told that you were selected as one of 16 Special Olympics athletes in Chicago to compete, why did you want to participate in bocce and this holiday classic event?
Well, because it was once in a lifetime opportunity. How could I pass that up?
Absolutely. We're going to talk a little bit more about your trip to Hawaii and the memories and how the competition went after a short break to let all of our listeners know how they can support Special Chronicles and hear from our sponsors. And so we'll be right back with Carlos Sanders as we talk more about his trip to Hawaii to attend the Special Olympics Hawaii Holiday Classic right here on SpecialChronicles.com. We'll be right back. Support for Special Chronicles comes from listeners like you. As an independent public media podcast, Special Chronicles will always be there for you. Now we're asking you to be there for us. As a nonprofit independent media organization, we can only make programs like Special Chronicles with listener support. Our programs provide weekly, candid, honest, and inspiring conversations about the people with disabilities community that creates awareness, support, and advocacy within each week's episode. Listeners tell us our shows are an enjoyable and necessary podcast for the intellectual and developmental disability community and everyone else who is able to listen to stories about life from a different angle. Please, if you and your family love our weekly podcasts, make a one-time, monthly, or annual gift of thanks today. Support this podcast at specialchronicles.com/give. That's specialchronicles.com/give. Support for Special Chronicles comes from ComEd. Special Chronicles is proud to partner with the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program. The Energy Force is the country's first energy efficiency education program designed for and taught by people with disabilities. ComEd is powering lives, and Wary is powering us here at Special Chronicles to keep the lights on and our technology is powered on. As ComEd powers the lives of us, they are literally giving a voice to people with special needs. We thank ComEd for the generous support of our mission at Special Chronicles. Learn more at specialchronicles.com/ComEd. That's specialchronicles.com/ComEd. Support for Special Chronicles comes from United Airlines Bridge Disability Business Resource Group. Special Chronicles is proud to partner with United Airlines and the Bridge BLG. Bridge BLG is committed to being an ally for all employees and customers with disabilities. Bridge helps to create internal awareness to keep accessibility needs in mind and partner with key organizations to empower disability inclusion for employment and travel. Bridge, connecting people of all abilities. Book your travel today on united.com or on the award-winning United app. Learn more on United's commitment to disability inclusion for employment and travel at specialchronicles.com/united. That's specialchronicles.com/united. And in that first segment, Carter, you shared how you were introduced. But let's talk a little bit more about your trip to Hawaii. Can you share with us now a little bit about I almost lost my place in the show. There you go. Tell us a little bit more about your trip to Special Olympics Hawaii. How was the flight over to Hawaii, and what did you do once you were there?
The flight was a 9.5-hour flight. Our flight, we had to get the O'Hare Airport at 7 in the morning to allow us to get on our flights on time. Our flight left at 9:45 a.m. It was a 9.5-hour flight. It was around 3 o'clock Hawaii time, which is 7 o'clock Chicago time when we landed. Tuesday was a low-key day. We didn't really do much of anything. Basically, just went in our hotels and checked in and had dinner at a nearby restaurant called The Marketplace and just walked around. Wednesday, we had breakfast at a hotel restaurant, and we practiced bocce, took a dip in the pool, had lunch, went snorkeling on a boat excursion. It was in the Pacific Ocean. And we had dinner at the Rainbow of Drive-In. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we had grab-and-go breakfast because we had something quick on those days because we had some things scheduled, lined up for those days. Thursday, we had a 9-hour bus tour getting on and off the bus all over Oahu's hotspots. We saw places such as macadamia nut farms, the Dough Factory, Botanic Gardens. We passed by the martial artist Jackie Chan's house, Bruno Mars's house, and things like that. After the tour, we saw the sunset and had dinner at the Cheesecake Factory. Friday, we went to Pearl Harbor. We had to treat it like it was a safe, very sacred place because you know what happened to it. We had to, for the respect of those who perished in that event. Then we had a picnic lunch and we practiced bocce. We were doing things to relax, such as hanging out in the pool area. And then we got ready for dinner at Tiki's. And after that, we were supposed to see the fireworks. After waiting for a while, it didn't happen. I think it was, I don't know what happened with the fireworks, but they didn't happen. We were waiting for it, but it is what it is. Saturday, we were at the naval base all day. Out of the blue, my coach Vanessa, who happened to be taking a personal vacation in Hawaii, decided to come by the competition site and surprise me and my teammate and support us in our competition. We won silver, me and my teammate. Others won medals like bronze and gold. Then we had the victory dance and the opening ceremonies. Sunday, we had breakfast at the hotel restaurant, and then we went to Waikiki Beach. I spent 98% of the time in the Pacific Ocean. Then we had lunch at McDonald's, and then we went back and got ready for the luau. Monday, we were packing up, and we got our last minute souvenirs, and we went to the airport. Our trip was over.
Awesome. And out of everything that you did that you just described for us, do you have any, you share with us maybe one or two favorite memories from this trip? Maybe it was playing bocce with the Special Olympics athletes in Hawaii, or maybe it was some kind of fun activity that you did, or what was maybe one or two of the kind of top favorite memories?
For one, competing and the competition itself, and two, the times I went snorkeling and went in the Pacific Ocean at the beach.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. So I'm sure, is this special, once again, Augustus Cotto Sandoz, a Special Olympics athlete from Chicago, and as we're talking about the Special Olympics Hawaii Holiday Classic, is this an annual event? Like, does this happen every year, or is this just a one-time event?
Yeah, for Hawaii, it's every year, and other people may get an opportunity to do it.
Awesome. So they select other Special Olympics athletes, not just from Chicago and Illinois, but from other states as well?
I believe so, because awesome. I'm really new to this, so it probably is.
Awesome.
Well, I can see other athletes, Special Olympics, Chicago Park District athletes participating in something like that in the near future.
Awesome. Yeah, it's on, and you had sent me some pictures, so... Awesome. So we'll have to try to maybe see if we can share some of those pictures with our listeners. If you're listening to this, you can find the show notes for this episode on specialchronicles.com. For this episode, 558. I think I got that right. Anyways, where can if our listeners want to learn more about Easter Seals or Special Olympics, where can our listeners go to find out more?
For Easter Seals, go on EasterSealsChicago.org. And for Special Olympics, look on SpecialOlympics.org and find your local area if you're interested in competing in Special Olympics.
Awesome. So we'll make sure to include links again to EasterCOsChicago.org in the show notes, as well as SpecialOlympicsChicago.org. And depending on wherever you're listening, if you're listening to this podcast in Chicago, in Illinois, or in another state or another country, you can find your local program to get involved in Special Olympics. Before we get to that final question, Carlo, do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share with all listeners?
Yes, this trip was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I had so much fun, I didn't want to go home, but I had to go back to reality. Vacations don't last forever.
Yeah.
But it's like they say, the vacation may be over, but the memories last forever.
Awesome. And I'm sure, the memories that you just shared with our listeners will probably last for a long time, as well as I'm sure you took a lot of pictures. So you've got those pictures to kind of think back on those memories as well from the trip to, again, Carlo Sandoz is our guest, Special Olympics athlete in Chicago, who's been talking all about Special Olympics Hawaii Holiday Classic. We got one final question, and we're going to go ahead and roll the bumper that will introduce that final
question. We're not just athletes.
We are the ambassadors of an uprising.
Peaceful protesters.
In a rebellion against anyone
who has a fear of difference.
Difference.
Our demands are
equality.
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 Dignity.
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 And the recognition of our
shared humanity.
We will not stop or accept anything less.
Today, our world is
more divided than ever.
And coming together has never been more urgent.
The revolution
is inclusion.
Find out more at jointherevolution.org.
So I got one final question, Carlo, and I think we've concluded at least for the past 5 years with this final question. I think the last few times that you were on this podcast, we've probably concluded as well. The inclusion revolution is a big part of Special Olympics, and even here at Special Chronicles, and I'm sure Easter Series as well. What does inclusion mean to you?
To me, inclusion involves including minority groups, such primarily people with disabilities, into society.
Awesome. Well, that's a perfect way to wrap up this episode. We've got a few reminders for all of you listening. Again, if you this episode drops on Christmas, so this last, we got one final week of the year. I'd like to remind you all to support our Special Chronicles 2024 giving campaign. We're trying to raise $15,000 so we can keep this podcast and all the programs here at Special Chronicles going. So we can operate our studio, keep the lights on, keep this microphone on, keep everything that takes to run this podcast and all the programs at Special Chronicles going. You can support this podcast at specialchronicles.com/give. We'll just click Give Now on specialchronicles.com. And we thank you for your generous support. And if you just listen to the audio podcast, go check out the video, because you might see this hoodie that I'm wearing, Disabled Voices Metal. We've got hoodies, t-shirts, coffee mugs, candles, lots of merch. Our store is managed by Altron Labels. 60% of the profits go back to Special Chronicles. So you can go to specialchronicles.com/shop. Specialchronicles.com/shop to get your Disabled Voices Matter hoodies, t-shirts, and your merch. So just want to let you remind you all that final reminder as we wrap up the episode. And with that, I think that pretty much wraps up the show. I'd like to thank you again, Carlo, for taking the time to come on the Special Chronicles show again. And if there's any other events or travels that you have going on and you want to share it with our listeners, you're always welcome to come back on the podcast. And it's been great talking with you. Absolutely. And keep following this podcast, the Special Chronicles show. New episodes drop every Monday. We've got some exciting episodes for you all coming in the next the new year in January. Just a few highlights. We've got I'll give you just a little sneak peek of what's coming up in the next month. But we've got John and Mel from John's Crazy Socks. We'll be back on the podcast. And then we have Sophia Sanchez. Sophia is an actress and advocate with Down syndrome. Sophia is in the new Hunger Games movie. She has a scholastic picture book series that is inspired by her story. And so she will be on the podcast in the middle of January, I think that episode drops. So stay subscribed. New episodes drop every Monday, 6 p.m. Central Time. So don't miss. Make sure to subscribe and follow. You can find all the links to subscribe to follow this podcast on specialchronicles.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. And we'll be back next week in the new year, 2024, with exciting guests and content for you. So stay subscribed and have a great week. And until then, happy holidays, and I'll see you in the new year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yep, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone. And I'll see you in the new year right here on specialchronicles.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Special Chronicles podcast. Our podcast was produced by Daniel Smukowski on the Special Chronicles Network. Follow Special Chronicles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review Special Chronicles on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 500 episodes for absolutely for free. Also, there's a list of our favorites, original series, award-winning columns, and blogs. And sign up for our newsletter to receive exclusive bonus content delivered to your inbox. Again, specialchronicles.com. Special Chronicles is hosted by Podbean Podcast Hosting. Our live streams are powered by StreamYard. Thanks, as always, to our business manager, Adam Smukowski, who always encourages us to never give up. I'm Daniel Smukowski, back next week with more stories.
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.